Okay, we are ready to go. Hello, Tabitha. Hello, Kay. Not exactly sure how many people will actually join us tonight here, but it's all good. Not too stressed, not too worried about it. I'm sure everybody will take a listen-y-loo later. Just waiting for Landon to get in here. Glad you caught it. Hooray! So give us just a few moments. I'm glad you guys can hear us. Hello, Vonnie. Hello, Ashley. Come on in, guys. Okay, Landon has entered. There he is.
Hello, 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 hello. Just make sure. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can't believe I'm making it to alive. Been so long. Usually work evenings. I usually work evenings anymore, or seem to. I work evenings when you guys are alive. Yeah, totally possible. We haven't done a live on here since like February, maybe even earlier than that. Landon started working a job where he was gone like 12 hours a day, 5 days a week. So there was really no time to kind of get the opportunity to come in and do any live. And then he just recently switched out his job for something a little bit less dramatic on the time. So now we can get back to doing lives. We're also.
Catherine!
Catherine is here. Yay! We also are on our third week of vacation. A third week, third day of vacation.
Don't rush it. We don't even have 3 weeks. You're like third week. Like, whoa. No, 3 days.
Wait.
We miss you too, Catherine. We miss you so much.
I know so much has been going on. Everyone's lives are busy. I don't even know what time and date it is because my calendar is all. It's only Tuesday. I keep thinking it's Wednesday.
Right, it's only your second day of
Wow,
vacation,
guys.
technically.
I was
Yeah.
like panicking. I'm like, we got to record the podcast episode tomorrow, thinking it's Wednesday today. But yay, okay. Alrighty, guys. So some of these things we've already might have talked about in a little bit of detail on TikTok, but want to talk about it in a bigger way here. We have more topics to come. We're going to try to do, try is the key word, once a week. We're going to try to do this again, okay? So let's give it a go. So, like I said, we've already covered some of these predictions on TikTok. We're going to just dive in a little deeper.
I think you cut out there. We're going to try to come once a week to do these lives here on Podbean. Once a week here. That's where you cut out. You literally cut out when you said that. And then you're like, yeah, I would have choked too. 3 weeks, man. Liz is freaking out only on day two that she should take the rest of her vacation off and go back to work. Like, only on day two. So 3 weeks, we can't even make it to a week before she's like, ah!
You guys are hilarious. I'm still trying to catch up on TikTok predictions. Good, I'm glad. There are people that cannot get enough. So I'm trying to keep up as much as I can. Alrighty. So, couple of things I want to.
Hey,
Yes,
Jenna,
Janice.
congratulations.
Yes, congratulations, Auntie. I was just sitting here looking at what I got to go over. First and foremost, I want to mention, speaking of Jenna and Catherine, by the way, these two ladies are awesome. They basically came together and decided, hey, let's try to set up like a GoFundMe so that we can try to help Liz and Landon obtain the drivable RV. Since we've been trying so hard for a while now to get on our path. And so they've set that up. If you guys ever want to be a part of that, The link is on the Facebook page. So, yahoo! Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Yes, Jenna and Catherine are awesome. We really appreciate that they set this up for us. We are hoping to reach our goal that Catherine has set up there. Because, again, like Liz said, this is for our drivable RV. We're trying to get on the road. We are dying to start doing some of these cases more in person. We are dying to try to find someone before they end up in their final demise. We don't want that for them. So we really would appreciate if anybody wants to go and donate there. There is no amount that is too small. Just try to support us every way you can, and we will give you guys everything we can.
Absolutely. We try our hardest now. So, alrighty. So, obviously, I did want to mention that on TikTok, I cannot say certain things. So, I do have to say things like, in my opinion, in my psychic opinion, in my whatever. I have to make it look like it's not facts, or TikTok gets mad and takes it down. So, alrighty, now let's talk about this Hollywood sex trafficking ring. Obviously, it's becoming more and more wide open. And for those of you that are not aware, we're actually going to be covering the Illuminati Part 2 this week. Landon and I have actually already got this episode together. I could barely put it down. 20 pages easy, and I've barely even hit the surface. So, I want to keep up the momentum with the Illuminati, so I've already decided you guys will get a little heads up on this, but next month we'll be covering Illuminati Part 3 as well, because there's just too much not to cover. So we got to do another episode here real soon, so just an FYI on that. Okay, it will be an exclusive episode on the patron side, so just make sure to become a patron if you are not one, and if you've expired your patron, because a lot of people have expired cards, this and that, very easy to go in there and update it, and if you're having any issues figuring it out, Catherine is amazing, and she has set up like a whole thing where she gives you all the instructions, and you just say, hey, I need help on TikTok, and one of us, probably Catherine, because she keeps all that stuff, well, right under there here, this is how you do it.
Not necessarily just TikTok, but also...
Not TikTok, sorry, like on Facebook. Facebook. Yeah, page. I'm on Facebook.
Yep. We have a group for technical issues, everything, so we're pretty prompt. Somebody is there to answer you guys right away.
Oh, me too. We're irritated by it too, but it's crazy because, like, Yolanda, like, we are pulling apart this onion little by little, and things are just making so much more sense. So I'm continuing to be excited about that. Alrighty, so we've obviously been putting the pieces together with the Illuminati over the last several months. And like I said, we've barely hit that surface. If you guys have not watched the documentary Quiet on the Set in relation to Dan Schneider and some really fucked up things that happened there, I highly recommend taking a watch. It is definitely one of those documentaries I would not miss out on. I did make a few videos about it, but not a lot of people watched it, so we're going to talk about it here. So, first and foremost, I would like to talk about Amanda Bynes. Now, obviously, when it comes to Amanda Bynes, we've actually talked about her in passing before this Dan Schneider thing came about, how I felt like Amanda Bynes was one of those people in the media who were exploited as a child. And I mean, it's not that hard to see looking at her in her day-to-day life, but just peeling away those onions and finding things out, it's really difficult. Basically, I feel like her father and Dan were conspiring to each other. I keep seeing that there was some sort of agreement. It could have been a different network. Amanda had been seen somewhere else. And I feel like Dan Schneider, like, basically handpicked her. I think the father had intentionally done that. And then the two of them got together and brainstormed about Amanda's, like, entire career and what was going to happen. And Dan was like, don't worry, bro, I got this, you know. And he decided to be Uncle Dan to, you know, Amanda and a few others as well. Now, I keep seeing this, like, disturbing thing where he would invite Amanda over for, like, the weekend and be like, hey, Amanda's father, you just Don't worry about us. You will leave her here with me. I'll prepare her so she becomes the absolute best, and no, you must not disturb us. And he would do it. He'd be like, yeah, no problem. Get to work. Do what you need to do. He would make Amanda walk around in bathing suits and be like, oh, you're going to be on all these teeny movies. You need to wear bathing suits. You have to be comfortable. And then he'd be like, oh, Amanda, you know, I just realized you can't have tan lines in movies. So we're going to have to get you to be naked. Like, he would make her do things step by step, like little by little, trying to like approach her, but making it look like he's just trying to help her, make her feel better, you know? Oh, God. I also believe that Amanda Bynes' father also sexually assaulted her. I feel that in my gut. Something's just telling me that Dan was not her first person to sexually assault her. And I really feel like her dad did it too. And I think her dad did it. So like, and I hate, this is like such a disturbing image, but I think he had motive behind it in the sense of like, well, it's going to happen to her anyway. And he had this big idea of her being a star from like the moment she was born. But no, no, he had to stay out of the spotlight, you know? Pretty fucked up. So that is my first feelings on the whole situation with Dan Schneider. Anyone? I know it's disturbing. Poor girl. I know. I feel bad for her. So bad. Obviously, she tried. She tried her hardest. But as she carried on with her fame, you can see as her movie started to come out, even I felt something from Easy A, the movie that she was in with, oh my goodness, what's that woman's, that amazing actress? Shit. Anyways, she's in this movie, Easy A, and I felt it from Emma Stone. Thank you. See, you guys are awesome. And I could just feel it from her. Like she was really crashing and burning at that point. And you know, what's really crazy is like, she obviously needed the conservatorship because like Britney Spears, just in a very different way, she had her breakdown. And I really believe that this was what they hoped and wanted. I see that Dan wanted this for her to take control, make sure she never grew up, you know, the father too. And I do believe that she had the lobotomy done as well. Landon had told me this terrible rumor about her having a lobotomy done. And I was like, what the fuck? And like, I channeled it and I think he's right. I fucked up.
It's not really a rumor. It was proven that she went to a psychiatric ward, and she has in the past talked about the fact that she has had a lobotomy done. So,
my goodness. John Travolta will actually be a subject we'll be talking about on the Illuminati episode coming out this weekend. So if you are a patron, highly recommend listening to that episode when it comes out, because we will be talking about him specifically on it.
So if anybody who doesn't know what a lobotomy is basically they, I don't know if anybody has seen Stranger Things, and specifically Eleven's, when she was captured and the doctor would take you in and they pretty much strap electrodes to your head and to the two frontal lobes on both sides of your head, and then they shock you. Basically, back in the day, they used this frequently to try to help people with schizophrenia or, you know, severe bipolar, anybody that was deemed crazy, even people who were mentally disabled, mentally intellectual. They tried to see if they could re-scramble the brains to, you know, stop these illnesses, and it did not work out that way, sadly. And most states actually have outlawed lobotomies, but there is still a few states that do allow still lobotomies to be done to this day.
Which is fucked up, honestly. I'm like, what in the hell? And I feel like they did the lobotomy specifically to her because they were trying to, like, take this broken shell of a girl and be like, here, we're going to fix you. Don't worry. It's going to work. We're gonna get in there and take away these painful memories you have. And don't worry. You'll be fine. Like, they really didn't care. I even feel to this day that these parents don't even give two shits. Even making her go out
publicly, which I just want to shake every single person that is in charge of Amanda's life right now, including her agent, whoever the hell it said that she should go out there and talk about it. They were like, oh, you need to tell everybody that he did nothing to you. And I can feel it, like she did it, but she's lying to the world. And now she's thinking, great, when it comes time to me, like, you know, letting everybody know about it, no one's going to believe me. I'm going to be that boy who cries wolf. Well, no worries, Amanda. We all know that this happened to you. So pretty fucked up, honestly.
Some people were asking, like, how we can help Amanda. Like, so basically, like Liz said, like, one day she is going to talk about it. And we just got to keep being there for her. Let her know, like, we see you, we know, and we're going to be here to support you.
And I'm trying to find it, but I have yet to do so. So maybe one of our, like, sleuth detectives that are amongst us here can find it. But there is a fake profile, or so they claim. I believe it's there, where Amanda talks about her real feelings about Dan Schneider. And she just pretends it's not her. So if anyone can figure that out, let me know, because I'd love to look at it. I know there was one TikToker who had found it, but I cannot find her videos again. So boo. Okay. So let's see here. Now I did want to mention, I'm not sure if you guys remember. So Letty, I'm not talking about John Travolta right now at all. John Travolta will be talked about on a later date. I have no idea. I haven't even channeled anything into that. So we will get back to that at some point. Okay. getting back to Amanda here for the brief moment. I don't know if you guys have remembered this, but at some point last year, Amanda had an episode where she was outside naked and she didn't know how to get. She got there. Something had happened. But she had, like, checked herself into some sort of rehab, like, she took care of herself in that situation. But I wanted to make a point that I believe that Dan Schneider had approached her about this upcoming documentary that was going to be coming out about him, because I think he was given some sort of heads up from someone. And I believe he approached her and told her, look, don't say anything. Like, keep it to yourself. And I think that she had not seen him in years, and then she had to deal with him again and was traumatized all over again. I think that's why she had her episode. God, it's really sad, honestly. And don't worry, Amanda, we are honestly truly here for you. I remember that. I believe someone filmed her. Yes, I believe someone filmed her as well. And it's sad. It's really sad, but she handled it like a true champ, honestly.
I think a lot of things we forget that celebrities are human and they are people and they have feelings. They go through things just like us, but they have more pressure than us. If we have a bad day at work or we have gone through something, we can go hide in our room. We can, like, you know, stay in our house and never leave. Like, you know, we don't have to do that. They're in the public eye. It's kind of like the same situation with Britney Spears as well. When she shaved her head, it was like she wanted out of that situation so bad that she was going to do anything drastic to just get the hell out of the spotlight, get the hell out of these situations, taking control of her own life. And it's, you know, it's sad. It's sad. Amanda is trying to do everything she can.
It is. And, like, her brain is scrambled too on top of that, you know. So she's not making, like, completely sound decisions. It's like so messed up. Well, when it comes to Drake and the other kids, I haven't spent a lot of time looking into any of them at the moment, but as I pointed, I will look into them a little bit more. There are a lot of kids in the industry that haven't even been approached yet about this, and I've been trying to investigate as much as I can and pick up what I feel, but you guys are not wrong. A lot of people have been coming to me saying, is something happening with the Disney Channel? And abso-friggin-lutely, there is more coming out with these kids. So the Disney Channel kids are coming forward here soon, too. There is a lot of children within Hollywood that have been sex trafficked, basically right in front of their families' faces, and had no idea, even to this day. but we're going to find out about all of this, I would say, within the next year or two. Speaking of Britney Spears, I did want to talk about Jamie Lynn Spears, but before we get into that, I just want to see if there's any comments.
Yeah, we have a few comments here. Letty says there, the last few TikToks she has seen in her eyes, like the pain, which I did respond to that, but I wanted to say a little bit more on that. Like, I when someone has a lobotomy, it doesn't make it go away. It just puts it in a certain spot in the back of their brain. But with this documentary coming out, I'm sure she has seen stuff about it, or people have talked about it, and she's gone and looked it up. That could spike some memories from in the past, to kind of bring those memories back to her, which could be a big reason why she is feeling the way she's feeling right now. Apparently there's also supposed to be a new episode of Quiet on Set on Sunday. Well, we will be looking out for that as well. Finish that out.
That is good to know. Thank you. And thank you, Tabitha. Amanda Bynes was Nikki Mack. I appreciate that. I screen cap that for later. I'm so angry at how common this is. Yes. And you know, it's so crazy. Like, if you think about it, even with this, the new documentary that came out with the compound, the program. Holy
the
hell.
Program.
Like, yep. We as parents were going to try, like, back in the day anyway. And it's true. Like, most of you, I don't know what generation you guys are all from, but like, I was born in the 80s. So we grew up in the 90s and early 2000s over here. And, like, our parents felt like they needed to be really rough and really strict with us. And they were like, this is what needs to happen. And so, like, when we would act out, like, you know, our parents would, like, send us here, there, and everywhere. But then parents just assumed that other adults were going to take care of their kids. So, like, when you're throwing your kids into Hollywood.
Fix their kids.
Right.
Like, and make them better, reconnect you
right.
with your kid. That's what this program was more heavily focused on, the parents
right.
more than they were
exactly.
the kids. Like, they had to give the parents trust.
Right, even the kids in Hollywood, like, they're like, okay, guys, your kids are going to perform better when you're not around. And then they would listen, because if you think about it, like, even with dance, like, the kids that are in dance, usually the dance teachers tell, like, the parents, okay, go. And you can come back later and watch their routine for the first time when they perform on stage. Like, you guys got to go away, right? Like, so we all think, okay, this person knows exactly what our children need, right? So they just leave these kids in their hands.
Right. He would kind of manipulate them. He'd be like, yeah, you can stay here. You can stay on stage. You can watch your kids. You're more than welcome to. But then he would also, you know, make sure that the kids acted bad. And then he would turn around and be like, it's probably because you're watching. That's why they're not doing their best, because you're watching them. No, it's because you just want them alone and away from these kids.
Oh, yeah. And exactly. Even Dr. Phil sent those kids to those things. That's going to be the next topic of next week. We're going to be talking about these camps that kids are sent away, even physically disabled kids. Like, there's a lot to say about that, too. It's so fucked up. But honestly, the 90s parents, like, it's, yes, some of them ignored a lot of those things, but in reality, like, they were just schmoozed here and there. Speaking of Britney Spears and Jamie Lynn Spears, that's the next topic I want to talk about. So I never had even looked into Jamie Lynn Spears' pain before, because honestly, I was just so annoyed with her, because I felt like Britney Spears, like, needed somebody, and like, she could have been that person, and she's so cold towards Britney, and then never got it. But now I understand, you know. I feel as though, so a lot of people have asked about Britney Spears' kid. I don't believe that Britney Spears' child is Dan Schneider's kid. I don't feel that in any way. But I do believe that there were moments between Jamie Lynn and that she was also sexually abused by Dan Schneider and a few others, so not just Dan. I believe that Jamie Lynn Spears blames Britney for that. She looks at Britney like, you didn't save me or protect me, because Britney was dealing with her own shit. And Britney, like, obviously wrote a book, and you notice, like, how when she communicates about her little sister, she talks about, like, how amazing she was and how she misses her, and she's not that little girl anymore. Meanwhile, in Jamie Lynn's head, she thinks it's because, you know, she was being sexually assaulted, and not being able to lash out in public like Britney Spears did, she kind of kept it in a little bit more. So she's like angry. So she took out all her shit instead of on the world. She took it out on Britney. I do also feel like she had sex very early. Obviously, she had a baby very early. But I feel like these men brought these kids into this sexual deviancy at such a young age. So that is when Jamie Lynn was like taking control of her own life, which is why she was sexual very young with other men. It was like to keep her away from him. Like she figured, if I'm going to be promiscuous, I'm going to go sleep with this guy so that I don't have to sleep with Dan Schneider anymore. You know, like it was kind of her way. Yeah, I feel like he messed around with her too. It's so fucked up, honestly. I don't even know what to say. It's just, it's terrible. It's terrible. She did get pregnant on purpose. I really believe that she thought that by getting pregnant, she was going to be the mom that she didn't get from her own mom or that she didn't get from Britney. So she's like, I want to be a mom. I want to take care of my kid. And then also, I want to be an adult now so I can get the fuck away from this situation. And that's basically what I feel happened with her. And then I think that because Jamie was more responsible as her parents looked at her anyway, which is why they didn't really give her a hard time about the pregnancy side of things. So I think that's basically what happened with her there. I don't believe that Jamie's ever going to come out about it. I think she's going to keep all of this in. I think that she is another one that I feel like is very similar to Jamie Lynn is Nick Carter. He also received a lot of physical abuse. So did all his brothers and sisters, like everyone got it. But he's also someone who could just pretend it didn't happen, put it on a shelf and leave it there and just stew in it. That's why he's got such an angry demeanor. And so does she. They're both very cold.
And I mean, for kind of good reasons, though, yeah. You know, they were abused and they were taken, you know, at their most vulnerable when they were young children and no one was there to save them. And they were always taught like an adult is there to protect you and an adult was the one who hurt them. It wasn't another child. So like they've lost all trust in adults at that point. So that's why they're pretty stone cold.
Absolutely. I agree with you. And yes. In a way, I feel sorry for her. I do too. I didn't for a long time, but I do now. And I think that her and Britney could very easily just sit in a room and talk to each other, like open conversation, get it all fucking out, and then actually be there for each other. Because Britney also right now is struggling heavily. She's trying to... because she was at the worst position possible when she was in her conservatorship, now she's trying to find herself and it's just not working out in the way she expected. And I feel like it's because she feels really fucking lonely. Like she mentioned a lot in her book, how lonely she was through all of this. And I feel like if she had just one person that she felt like she could trust heavily, I think that would change for her. And I hope they do figure their shit out. From what I gather, Jamie is pretty sour. Britney's pretty sour. The two of them just got to put their shit aside and talk it out and fix that relationship and then fucking be honest, you know?
Absolutely. This one here, Mantalula says that in a way I feel sorry for Jamie Lynn because she wanted her sister, but at the same time she was mad at the world. Teenage hormones will mess you up. I mean, you know, I remember being a teenager and I did some things to mess my life up. We all have. I mean, even a great example of this would be Gypsy Rose. Like, obviously she was in something pretty similar to like Britney Spears and, you know, stuff like that. She was in a spotlight, but in the hospital spotlight, not like spotlight on TV. She was in the spotlight of constantly seeing doctors and stuff because her mother had given her, you know, was doing the whole Munchausen syndrome on her. So she was also a teenager when she killed her mother. mother, and that ruined her life. She went to jail, and she is now out of jail as an adult, and she never got to live her life.
She was actually an adult when she went to jail, believe it or not. I know it doesn't look that way, but she was.
But she was still a teenager when this happened, when she killed her
no,
mom.
No, she was an adult. Her mom kept...
I think she was like 17.
No, she was in her 20s.
Well, either way, in her brain, she was like a teenager because she didn't really get to go to school or do anything to advance her knowledge in anything. So she was acting on, you know, hormones, rage, all this other stuff. You know, she didn't get to experience anything of life.
Yes. And speaking of Gypsy Rose, she's now like being seen with this ex-boyfriend of hers, which I felt for from her like so heavily. Like, girl is going running back to this ex that she keeps running back to every time she gets a chance, and maybe like just to see where things go between the two of them. But I don't feel like it's gonna end well. It's almost like, so Ryan was too much of like the not bad boy, whereas this one is like a really bad boy and definitely not a good path for her to go down. I think he's a bit of a bad influence, in my opinion, but she will soon see that again and just focus on herself yet again. But yeah, Ryan was too grown up for her. Like, he wanted like the family now, the quiet life now. She cannot be boxed at the moment. She's like, I need to live. I have never lived. I don't want to be boxed again in a marriage. I was just boxed in a house with my mom, right? So, and in a prison, right? So there's going to be a lot of things that happen with Gypsy. And also, they're going to be putting on the TV, I think it's in July, a Gypsy documentary with her life with Ryan. But I'm thinking it's going to continue on after the fact as well to show what's all the updates and shit too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Catherine, is like, even though she was apparently an adult, because yeah, her mom lied about her age and all of that stuff, I think mentally, because she didn't go to school and she didn't get to do many things, she didn't get to learn, she didn't get to live, it was kind of like that teenage hormone spot where she's like... does something drastic to hurt her mother.
I think Gypsy is going to find somebody that's going to make her happy, that's on her level, and she will have a kid. But I'm thinking this isn't him. So, would you ever connect with King Von? I don't even know who King Von is, to be honest, so I don't know. It's probably a possibility at some point. You're welcome to leave those details on TikTok, and if I'm ever drawn, I'll answer. Thank you. He's a rapper. I appreciate that. Okay. He's a serial killer. Oh my. Okay. A rapper who got murdered. Damn, we got a whole bunch of different views on this guy here.
Right? Everybody, some people are like, this
what?
Is a
He's a serial killer, like, rapper who got married. I'm curious.
Yeah.
We'll have to look and see who that is later on. But probably, if it's a dramatic situation, I mean, for sure, we'll cover it.
Ryan, it did seem like he favored the mother, Gypsy's mother, a little bit too much, which is kind of strange, you know, because what happened to Gypsy with her. Oh, man. Wow, that's crazy. Well, you're muted, so nobody even heard any of that.
Sorry, what I had said was Gypsy Rose's, there was a post just now that said her ex-fiance Ken, so the guy she's been hanging out with, has better intentions than her husband, mom says. So we'll see about that.
So apparently he was a rapper and a serial killer who grew up in a bad area of Chicago.
Ooh, okay, well...
I've only
done one serial killer, which was Eileen Wuornos. I don't know how I feel about channeling a male serial killer. We will see. Maybe one day down the line. Okay. Now I wanted to talk a little bit about the P. Diddy stuff, because we've talked about it So I just want to unconfuse some people here with this, because he's been a big topic for now. A lot of you guys get confused when I say, you know, Mr. Combs in a video. Just an FYI, this is something I've been learning a lot, but you're not allowed to say certain things on TikTok. You will notice that a lot of content creators will say things like unaliving. We have to get creative on how we say things, which is why I spell out sex trafficking ring instead of saying sex trafficking ring, I say STR. I also have to make sure I write out words like, in my opinion, you know, so people just understand what it is and it's not considered like, you know, factual information. So I've learned this the last couple of months. Basically, TikTok has gotten very close to shutting me down. We're only allowed to have 5 violations a month. I had 4, and actually I did receive the 5th, but luckily we were able to overturn that one, and that was all thanks to mostly of my P. Diddy videos. But now that everything's come to light with P. Diddy, which is so fantastic, his lawyers are just way too busy to keep track of what's happening on TikTok. And yes, luckily for me, his videos have not been getting shut down. So we're going to keep posting about Diddy. So woohoo. But 50 Cent is the best. Absolutely. It's so frustrating, guys. So frustrating. And
I see that you posted that Miss DIY about him, 50 Cent, being a cancer. Yes, there's obviously multiple names that we could give P. Diddy, but we cannot say, you know, P. Diddy in any way. Probably Diddler would also, P. Diddler would probably also get taken down as
P.
well.
P. Diddler for
you're
sure.
Talking about yep. things. Yeah, because you're talking about things that TikTok does not like.
Right.
You have to be TikTok, and people have to remember, adults took over TikTok in 2020, and it was a kids app. Before it was called TikTok, it was called Musical.ly. My daughter actually had Musical.ly before it became TikTok. And then when it became TikTok, it was still a kids app. 2020, adults had nothing to do. They stayed at home and they started taking over TikTok. Now it's pretty much an adult app, but it's really geared towards kids. So we do have to be extremely careful on what we say. We can only say so much. You know, here we can say whatever we want. We can swear. We could say he's a diddler, a kiddie diddler. We could say, you know, the words rape and murder and all that other stuff. So if you see something where it's like Liz says, took some medicine, obviously, guys, use some common sense. They didn't take no Tylenol or nothing. Obviously, they were given some sort of, you know, date rape drug or a tranquilizer or, you know, something to get them to be the way whatever they wanted them to do. If they needed to transport them, probably a tranquilizer. Date rape drug if they were trying to rape them. Like, they're, you know, many different names were used in there. Yeah, the memes on this situation, though, are extremely hilarious. They are very, 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 very funny. Yeah, I mean, some people do know it's a child app, but I mean, we still get the questions on our TikTok, and we're just putting this out there for everybody. We're not saying you guys don't know this. We are saying a lot of our followers, if you go look at our comment section, are like, who are you talking about? Who's Mr. Combs? Like, you really don't know that P. Diddy's actual name is Sean Combs? That is what he was born as? P. Diddy is a stage name. That's not his real name. Like, that's not what his birth certificate says. And we have people who are like, why can't you say the word rape or murder or this? Why are you using grape instead of rape? Like, because we're not allowed to. That's why. We're not allowed to. Or we're just explaining it for all those people. That's why we can't do it. Why we can't say it. Why we change the words.
I mean, we do put like little, like I have a post that we like put updates so people know. But the thing is like, just like Facebook, just like TikTok, only some people will see the posts because there people aren't religiously watching, so they get confused very, very easily. It's tough. We're trying to figure out a good way to maneuver through it. But best way I recommend, if you see anyone asking in the comment section, you can just answer them real quick, because a lot of people don't really read, or they'll read only partially of the video, and then they'll ask questions about things that are already in the rest of the video. It's hilarious. But anyways,
Yeah, so STR, sex trafficking ring. Think of this. STR. What would STR mean when we're talking about something with a child?
Oh, yes.
Sex trafficking ring.
So many people about the eye. So many. They're like, what is the eye? What is the eye?
And the eye, Illuminati, yes. The main symbol is the eye. It's even on our money in America, people. It's literally on our money. But yeah, we have actually put a list out on our Facebook page of the things that we, what STR is, you know, grape, we've put it all out there. The sad thing is people just, I hate to say this, but a lot of people are lazy nowadays. They don't want to join a group. They're like, I'm not going to join that group. I'd rather you
but
just
also
tell me
for
here
me,
right
even
now.
Even for myself, like, I think like it's common knowledge because I can't expect everyone to answer my questions. Like, especially creators that are constantly doing stuff. Like, I would be like, if I didn't understand something, my first thing would be like, I need to Google this or I need to find this. I would look on TikTok. I'll go elsewhere so I can find the answer because it'll drive me fucking nuts. I won't expect that same person to ask to answer that question. I would be like, okay, let me go figure this out on my own, you know? But anyways, let's get back into this here. So obviously P. Diddy is scrambling around right now. We are about, I would say, weeks away, in my opinion, from this big arrest happening. And from what I gather, he is pissed off because I think that the Illuminati has left him high and dry. I feel like when P. Diddy is put it against a corner, he kind of starts freaking out, opening up his mouth like Kanye West. Kanye West is very open and they are afraid of that. So P. Diddy will do the same thing if he feels like no one's there to support him. So they're trying to like help him a little bit, but not too much. I do feel like he's going to start calling out some people within the Illuminati. Once his trial is over, that is. I also feel like this guy is going to get his entire group, obviously, are going to start going down one by one. Another reason why I think TikTok is on the bandwagon of getting banned is because people in the Illuminati do not like hearing about their club. They don't like hearing about it in any way, which is why I post about it as much as I possibly can on TikTok. But unfortunately, I'm very limited. So they literally shadow ban me anytime I post anything Illuminati related. So it fucking sucks. Only like one or two videos get out there. With that being said, there's a lot of speculation connected to Jay-Z and others. Like, obviously, Jay-Z is a huge piece of the Illuminati. And if you go and listen to episode one of the Illuminati, it talks about that. And obviously Beyonce as well. The weird shit, though, that Kanye's doing right now with his wife, I'll tell ya. That's going to be coming out on the next episode as well, but let's just say there's a whole reason for why Kanye West's wife is doing the shit she's doing. A lot of people are also noticing that Epstein's Island and the Nickelodeon have a very similar outline. I don't think it's a coincidence either. In fact, I feel as though it's a selling point for this island, honestly. And I truly believe wholeheartedly that they are considering taking out Diddy. I something in my gut is feeling like this whole Epstein thing is going to happen over again. You know what I mean? P. Diddy likes himself too much. He will not be hanging himself in a cell.
Oh, no, they're definitely going to take him out. They're definitely going to take him out for sure. Yeah, we could definitely do without him. I mean, I agree, April. I definitely think that Kanye West is going a little too far with his, current wife there. The clothes he's making her wear, the things he's making her do. I mean, I just don't even understand how anybody is even comfortable doing half of those things or wearing half of those things.
They call him the Epstein of hip hop, exactly, and they may end up continuing to carry it through, honestly. Like, and just the little things I've been finding out about him too is just so traumatizing, honestly. But I do believe that P. Diddy is going to definitely be going behind bars, and if they decide to not kill him, I almost said unaliving, R. Kelly, I don't feel like they're going to be in a prison together, but I do feel like they will have some sort of communication between each other at some point. Maybe pass along letters. Something's happening. I honestly cannot wait for this to come to light. There's going to be so many parts. I definitely see that there is going to be a media, public, very public court case. Like, it's going to be all over the place. Like, we're going to be able to actually watch it live. So it's going to be interesting, to say the least. And the shenanigans that he will pull, I even feel like he's going to be trying to do the insanity plea at some point as well. So he may start acting outrageous and doing some really crazy shit in the courtroom as we all watch this unfold. It's going to be dramatic, to say the least. We are all going to be like ripping him apart like we did Amber Heard at Johnny Depp's, you know, trial.
And that's exactly what Miss DIY just said. PI DIY said, like the Amber Turd live trial. Yep, we'll be doing that. I definitely think that he needs to suffer too, but I definitely think the Eye is going to do something to take him out, because Epstein was ready to talk as well. And Epstein and Diddy and anybody, I think, who is put in that position where you are facing a lot of crimes, you're like, I ain't going down by myself. I'm going to start singing like a canary.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what Epstein was ready to do. And they were like, nope, take him out. And then now Diddy, once they finally get him fully arrested and start reading away his charges, I think he will do the same. He will follow suit and start trying to sing like a canary as well.
He's going to have a lot of charges on his head, but they're going to say, all right, man, we know you're not the big fish. Give us the big fish. And I think that's what he will contemplate with for a while. So it'll be interesting to see. I also feel like Epstein, Epstein has a flight log. So the fuck does Diddy. Diddy has that shit too. And so if Diddy goes down, so do his friends. And a lot of them are going to be going down with him. And a lot of names, like from my childhood, it's going to be going down with him as well. I feel like they're going to uncover more stuff with Kim Porter. I feel like they're going to uncover more stuff with Aaliyah. It's going to be crazy.
I don't think that Liz has necessarily looked into that just yet, Letty, but I have seen the video once, so I will try to find it again to show Liz that video.
Yes, thanks, babe. Yeah, there's just so many pieces of this. I tell you, you guys, it's so funny. I'll go post a video about something that I just posted. I'm like, okay, great. I'm finally up to date, and then Landon's like, oh, this other thing happened. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Another piece? You know? Are you serious? Oh my God. Okay. Well, I'm going to, okay. Well, I'm going to have to look into that. I didn't even know that was a thing. So thank you guys for filling me in. You guys honestly are the only reason I know anything going on in the world. I also wanted to mention that obviously 50 Cent is coming forward. Cat Williams has come forward. There's going to be a lot more that are coming forward. And it's interesting because I find that a lot of people are trying to bring down Taylor Swift, make Taylor Swift look bad, like doing weird rituals on her stage, you know? Like, meanwhile, they're trying to avoid it.
Yeah, they're obviously trying to avoid it. They're trying to, you know, pin it on someone else. Like, no, look at her over there, the innocent girl who does nothing wrong. She's the problem.
Doing satanic.
You know her song? She's the problem? That's her. She's a Satanist, even though these are the same people who are doing terrible things to children.
Yeah, I believe so too. Lil' Kim, Yolanda, like, it's so crazy because I never felt that way about Lil' Kim, but I'm telling you, there's something, I feel something attached to that as well. So Aubrey O'Day. So with Aubrey, she is actually, it's interesting you mentioned Aubrey, because I was just about to mention that I feel like Danny DeCane. Thank you. Danny DeCane is going to be opening up. Like, so the rest of them, other than Aubrey, are going to be opening up about Diddy and Diddy's behavior. But I do feel like she is not wrong in anything she said about him. I believe wholeheartedly anything that comes out of that girl's mouth, she's going to be honest about. She's a very blunt human being. And she's like somebody who will call your shit out. Like she does not hold things back. I don't feel like she's a liar. So there's going to be more coming out with her. But yep, I totally believe everything she says about him.
So yeah, guys, again, Liz hasn't had much time to really go through all of this stuff because there is so much on this Diddy situation, so much. But we have also talked about a lot of this on our podcast as well. We have talked a little bit about Kim Porter on our podcast. We've also talked about Biggie and how he feels about this situation as well. And we did, yeah, on Aaliyah's episode as well. So if you guys want to go back and take a listen to there, quite a few celebrities who we've done in the past have made an appearance back in that episode as well. So I would take a listen to that. We'll obviously keep looking into more information. Like I said, I have to get Liz updated on this video with Diddy. Well, this like live that someone recorded and made into a video with this young girl that he apparently adopted, but I just don't think he adopted her in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, we're gonna have to look into that. That's my next topic to look into. I will definitely make some TikToks about that tomorrow. But this brings me to my last bit, which is interesting because somebody just mentioned Justin Bieber. So let's talk about this. I just posted a video, I think yesterday, in relation to Justin Bieber on TikTok. So if you have yet to go listen, take a listen. Also share, comment, like, and repost my videos, guys, just so everyone gets a chance to see it, even when they do shadow ban me. That'd be great. In relation to the Yummy Yummy video, the sex trafficking connected to that, I definitely believe Justin was sending a heavy message there wholeheartedly. And I truly believe that he was also involved in this, was definitely a victim alongside of Usher a victim too. I don't necessarily feel like Diddy. I feel like Diddy sexually assaulted Bieber, but I don't feel like he sexually assaulted Usher. I think that he was not experimenting with men at that point. I feel like he was experimenting with other things like orgies, this and that, but I don't feel like he hurt Usher physically. He did offer him, though, some weird things, and I feel like he, I hate to say this, but got Usher like women very, very, very young, and like was like, here, do this, even though he was a child at the time. So like a lot of disturbing things happened in that way, but I definitely feel like both of them were both victims, and they were not the only ones, obviously. So there will be more on that topic. I do feel like Justin will come forward and talk about it as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, I do think that Diddy also had some people try to, women specifically, trying to abuse Justin. But the one person that they're going after that I just don't see it is the situation with Pink. I know a lot of people want to think that, you know, she was doing this and she's part of this. She's not. She's not part of it. I think she just got mixed up in the time. She has young kids. She felt like, oh my God, she was looking at him more like, you know, when you look at like a normal person, when they look at their child, they're like, oh, you're just so cute. Like that is how she was looking at Justin. Like, oh, he's a cute little kid. You know, he's going to go far in his life. He's going to be a heartbreaker. You know, when you look at your little boy, blonde hair, blue eyed boys, you're like, oh, they're going to be a heartbreaker. Or just like you do with your young girls. Like that's just how she was looking at him in that sense.
Yeah, no, I just think that Pink came up to him and was like kissing up on him, like, you know, like a mom would kiss up on a kid. Like she was like, oh, come here, you cute little thing, like, you know. But because he had been sexualized before, he freaked out when it happened. He was thrown off. Obviously, we know Pink didn't do anything bad.
Yeah, he was definitely triggered.
Yeah, he was
for sure.
He was traumatized, to say the least, about it, but she didn't do anything. But people didn't pay attention to his words, you know what I mean? And oh my God. And then the other thing, too, that it just came to light as well that I want to talk about is the Oslin twins. God. And Danny, aka, what's his name? Their father.
Olsen twins?
Yes, his fucking name? I can't remember.
The guy who
Bob
played
Saget, thank
Danny.
You.
Bob Saget,
he,
yeah.
As well. Like, I have yet to look into that, but I am petrified to do so because that was literally my era. Like, I looked at Dan as, like, dad figure because I didn't really have a dad figure, so I hope to fuck I don't find anything out disturbing on that, but I can't be surprised, honestly.
Yeah, Pink was definitely trying to give out like the caring mom vibes, and everybody is like misreading that. And obviously Justin misread it. He has a reason though to misread it, because he was already at this time being abused, so he like was triggered by that situation. But yeah, no.
And then Joey, who was the neighbor, aka weird man that lived in the house with them, like even that whole setting is like, thinking about it now, it's like, holy fuck, we watched all this craziness. But anyways, he dated Alanis Morissette when he was 33 years old and she was only 18 at the time. And they believe that the Ought to Know song is about him as well. And I'm convinced that like every single person on that TV show, like all of them are fucked except the twins and Jody Sweet and everybody else, like crazy as shit there. But yeah.
Yeah, you think about it, like a lot of us loved Full House, mm-hmm. but like when you realize, like, why was this guy having two of his best friends that are males take care
right,
of his three daughters? And at the time,
right.
one
it's
of them
like
was a baby.
They're planting
like
seeds,
Michelle,
like, hey, it's pulling. Okay for these men to raise these kids. It's not weird, right? So then it's like grooming us all, like, okay, that's totally normal for you to be living at home with three men as they cuddle you. Like, oh my God, like, I'm breaking my own head here.
yeah. And like I said, especially Michelle at the time, because she was just a baby when she came on the show.
Right.
She was the Olsen twins.
And
they
like,
were
why the fuck did they come back on the show?
Time.
Like Jody Sweetin was yeah. also really young, but she was also heavy into drugs for a long time. I wonder why, right? And like DJ just pretends like nothing fucking happens because she's just one of those people, and she can't even accept gay people in her life. So she's just like long gone, you know, like, and they're all like, it's so crazy to me. Right. My whole childhood is ruined too. I remember being a kid watching on Tuesdays, Full House, new episode every Tuesday. My parents would be like, if you don't finish your homework, you're not going to get to watch Full House. And I would cry. I'd be like, no, I want to watch Full House. It's my show. I gotta watch it, right? Like, it's so sad. I traumatized, to say the least.
I mean, a lot of our childhoods are ruined.
Yeah.
And like, look at what happened to the twins. One of them went on a drug bender, got super, super skinny.
The anorexia,
like,
yeah.
Super anorexic. And just did drugs all the time. Wonder why that happened. She was probably the one that was on set more often and probably the one that had to be around them. And I also agree to that. It definitely puts three men and a baby in that movie. It makes you think about that, too. What was going on there?
Oh, my God. Three men and a baby. Who just mentioned that?
Tabitha says, puts three men and baby in a different light. Like, I remember
yeah.
that movie too, and it's like, now I'm thinking about it, I'm like, oh God.
Yeah.
Oh,
right?
God.
Right? Anyways, guys, we'll be back next week. We got tons and tons and tons and tons of topics. It never ends, honestly. But keep watching my TikTok, please. We appreciate it. We love you guys being here. We appreciate you all. We'll be back again next week, like I said. And the Illuminati episode 2, guys, you are not going to want to miss this, because I kid you not, I feel like we have a whole investigation going on. If we had a room for like a billboard with like all of these little lines to attach them to each other, we would. We have so much information. It's unbelievable. So just you wait, guys, till episode 2. It's fucking nuts.
We're going to have to do like the L word thing.
Yes.
Like the Illuminati in the middle, and then
everyone
everybody's
attached. It's
name
crazy.
Is stringed around.
So true.
Yeah. We're going to have to do something like that. But yes, guys, take care. We will talk to you again, and stay freaked out.